This is Meredith Eisenberg with MeredithEisenberg.com with your quickie tip of today. And today's tip has to do with marketing lessons I've learned from my 7-year-old daughter. She just turned 7 today. I can't believe how fast time flies. But anyway, for being 7, she is very wise and has a lot of innate marketing skills that she didn't get from me, so maybe there's something hiding there with her daddy. The first thing that I've learned from her is never, ever, ever give up on selling out your event. She has a summer birthday, and this year it's been really hard to get people to come to her birthday party. A lot of people are out of town for the weekend. School ended in mid-May, so people have had a month to lose the invitation. All kinds of things have been happening that have made it so not a lot of people have RSVP'd to her party. But Suzanne, she never gave up. She went to soccer camp, and she had me make some more invitations for her to hand out. She had me make some more invitations to hand out at opera camp and at regular summer camp. So now she's got a good crowd of kids coming to her party, and it's only because she never gave up. She knew that her numbers were going to be low, and so she kept on inviting people right up until the day before the party, which is today. The second thing about my daughter is she's very, very good at giving everyone the benefit of the doubt and being very nice to everyone. She'll come up and she's not shy. She'll introduce herself and she'll say, "Can we be friends?" And people will inevitably go and play with her. So she's never at a loss for someone to play with because she's always willing to reach out and make new friends. And in business, it's the same way. You want to find out if you can help people out, and you want to go and reach out and become friends with as many people as you can. And finally, and this one's a little surprising, Suzanne is very good at getting things in writing, which is funny because she doesn't really write, but she's always been good at closing the sale and getting the commitment. So she'll say, "Mom, can I go to the store?" I'll be like, "Yeah, maybe, maybe, maybe." And she'll go, "Yes or no." And I'll go, "Maybe, maybe, maybe." So then she'll like draw two boxes on a piece of paper, and next to one of them write yes, and next to the other one write no. And then I have to check a box, and I can't draw a box and say maybe because she doesn't like that. And so I've made a commitment at that point. So she's very good at getting the final decision and not letting things go on too long. So happy, happy birthday to Suzanne, and I hope her marketing lessons are helpful to you.